Captain. You've returned. Come to see Lamia of the Storm's Hollow after all? Come. I'm so glad you answered my summons. I've had a feast prepared just for you. When I discovered the captain of my storm guard would return, I had my elven servants create the mightiest of meals. Huh? How did I acquire new servants? Oh, I have my ways. Elves may be potent magic users, but they are no match for the storm in my eyes. You know, I am quite charming. Magic? Oh, you would think that of me? I wouldn't do such a thing. Come. Sit. These large drab holes have been so boring ever since you left. You aided me in slaying that awful vampire queen. These halls were once hers. The high sharp arches, the gorgeous stables, and throngs of stone statues of lovely creatures. And of course, the servants are mine. But I treat them kindly, I promise you that. Unlike with her, they need not worry for their blood. I have far more dignified things that interest me. I have no need for liquid life. Oh, Captain. You know how alluring I am to them. Something that you, my captain, have always been so resistant to. It's why I was so enamored by you. Each of them wishes to be with me, yet I deny them. It is beautiful to see in their eyes the need, the dream of me. But I do not satiate their hunger. They go hungry for me. That sustains me. But you? You are special. The very fact that you resist my charms and yet have returned, it speaks wonders. I must profess, darling, that my heart flutters with every step of you, with every word. I've never felt this for any mortal, but you make me feel as if I'm beyond the storms above. I wish for you to stay, but come, let us eat. Have a seat, Captain. Our feast is prepared. How does it taste? Good. I'm glad. It was specifically prepared for you. What is the special ingredient? My captain, you should know. It is that I feel for you. I fear I'm somewhat shy with all my elven servants surrounding us, waiting on our every word. But it is as I feel love. Love is in this sweet beef tartar that I have made. And it is love that I feel for thee. The meal said to give one strength. And what better for the captain who helped me take Storm's Hollow? You don't know how you feel? I may be half serpent, but my feelings are flourishing as any human's. You don't feel the same? Do you see them, Captain? They watch as I profess. I see. My, you've finished your meal so quick, Captain. You must leave? A mistake? But Captain, you just arrived. You can't go, please. You mustn't. Why should you stay? I promise, Captain, this was no ploy. I just always wished I could feel you. Feel more than just your rough, strong touch on my arm or tail. Please don't go. Haven't you ever wondered what it would be like with me? I can tell you wish to. Don't deny me. The Lady of the Dark, the Queen of the Stormed Hill. Surely you could stay a moment while we wait out the rain. Lamias usually take who they want, Captain. I may have the lower body of a serpent, but I am no snake. Captain, I'm not so vile. I wish for you. I wish for you to choose me. Will you not reconsider? I promise, I would never only wish that you take me. I wish for you to take my mouth, Captain. I want you to own my mouth. Oh, the Lady of the Dark, the Lamy of Storms, hello. The Queen of this realm, I beg you, please take my mouth. I want you to take me, grab my hair and use me. Yes. My love overwhelming? or perhaps something you ate? I did put my love into it, Captain. A loving spell that is only taken willingly, and you ate up every bit. But my spell only works on the willing, and this shows you wish for me to give everything to you. Oh my. You seem so alert. Look into my eyes. My dark, wondrous eyes. You were resistant for so long. But now, you're mine. Let me wrap my serpent tail around you. Hold you lovingly, tightly. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. That's it, Captain. Profess to these people. Profess that you love me. And only me. Now and forever. And you're still so hard. Do you want me to finish you? Huh? Then do what your lady wishes. Beg for it. Beg for my sweet, loving Lamia mouth. Beg for my forked tongue to slither around your cock. To use my wet, warm mouth to make you come. Because once you come into my mouth, you will be mine forever. Is that what you want? Say it. That's it, Captain. Feel my tail around you. Embracing you. Feel my loving quails as I take your cock for my dessert, and your sweet cum that is all mine. Let me take what is mine. Because I know how to make my dessert last as long as I like. So I need you to beg. Beg to come in my mouth. Good, Captain. Good. Your cum is mine. And mine alone. Good, Captain. Stay with me. Love me.